beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou forgivest the iniquity of my sins.
O Almighty God,
merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter suffering and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Lord, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known among all men, the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Lord, thou hast been favorable to your land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Amen. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord,
as in the day of old and as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment. And I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against false swearers, against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow, the fatherless, and that turn aside the strangers from his right. And fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, you are not consumed. So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, 1 Corinthians chapter 4. But let a man so count of us as the ministers of Christ, as stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or a man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self. For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified? And he that judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God. So far the epistle. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 1. And then Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of that salutation sounded in my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And then Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. So far, the Holy Gospel. At this time, we confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being one of the substance of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall not end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We continue with our hymn. Please be seated.
Thank you.
sermon text this morning is from Luke chapter 1. And then Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God, my Savior." So far, please be seated. This morning's gospel reading is referred to as Mary's song. "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior." It was now a short time after the angel had appeared to Mary with the announcement that she would be the mother of the Son of God. And by this time, Mary had been able to think about the significance of that statement of all that was said to her by that angel. And having been a religious woman, she knew well the prophecies concerning the Messiah in the Old Testament. She's coming. Her song of praise illustrates her personal acquaintance with the Old Testament scriptures. Her reaction is a natural one. She must praise the greatness of her God. For Mary, worship and praise of God was not a mechanical exercise done merely out of habit. Her worship and praise comes from the depths of her soul and pours forth from her lips. You see, to properly praise God requires the effort of her entire being, her very life itself, in praising God. Mary is extremely aware of who Jesus Christ is and what this does mean to her. And this is why there is such enthusiasm in the way that she declares his greatness. He is her Lord. In the mind of Mary, the one word Lord summarizes all the majestic power, all the glory of God, that he is the one who is from everlasting to everlasting. By the words of his mouth, he brought forth the entire universe and all that is in it. He is the mighty and holy one of Israel, who could never be praised enough for his great works. But at the same time, Mary calls God Savior, a common Old Testament title that identifies him as the God of deliverance. As he delivered the people from the bondage of Egypt, so he promised to deliver them out of the bondage of sin and eternal death and damnation. Indeed, God has considered even us to receive his eternal blessings. And this is the way Mary felt when she sang, "He has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden." Now, it's hard to imagine Mary's bewilderment, if you will, here when she heard Gabriel's message. "You have found favor with God. You will conceive and bear a son, and he will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High." Since the days of Adam and Eve, thousands of women had hoped to be the ones who bear the Messiah. And now this poor Jewish girl, living in a lowly village of Nazareth, is declared God's choice to give the body of a human flesh to his son. Mary's body would be the tabernacle, if you will, in which he would be formed. She would cradle the Holy One in her arms. She would nurse him and she would care for him. And even though we are not intimately involved in Christ's coming as was Mary, we are nevertheless very involved. The Savior has come for us. And if we stop to think about that, this is every bit amazing as God's choice of a lowly girl to be Christ's mother. In this worship service, we have confessed our sinfulness. And perhaps we just kind of glided over that for a moment and really not paid attention to that. But we do have to face up to it. that we are really affected by it with sin. An honest appraisal of our daily life reveals countless instances of us missing the mark. That's a military phrase, sin. It used to be when the soldiers were practicing the bow and arrow archery, whenever they would miss the target, the coordinator would say, "You sinned. You missed the target." That's what sin means. St. Paul confesses to be the chief of sinners. And his words, "I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my own flesh," could be our own words. Therefore, the unfailing love of God sending us this good news, and the good news is, unto us a Savior is born, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. This is all the Lord's doings. He has chosen us. We did not choose him. We did not decide to follow Jesus. It was his love and not our worthiness. Insufficient as we are, out of the billions who have lived or who will live on this earth, God has chosen us with his mercy in Christ. He speaks the good news to us in his word. He adopts us into his family through holy baptism. He sustains us in holy communion. He teaches us to pray as his children, our Father, who art in heaven. As we once again draw our attention to Mary's song, we must also remember her words, "For behold, henceforth all generation will call me blessed," not for the sake of her own glory. Mary knew that the great things happening to and in her would have tremendous significance for all who would come after her. The gift of God's Son to the world through her would be a message that every generation would hear. They would remember how God had blessed her, not for her sake, but for the sake of the entire sinful world. Yes, the church is to remember Mary's song. But of greater importance, the church is to remember Mary's Son, for he came to save the people from their sins. And we are the people who he came to save. When the fullness of time was come, he came into our world of sin. He suffered and died as Redeemer for all mankind and womankind. And now we are free from the damnation of sin, completely and totally. Yes, we rejoice in God our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
May the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here and extend itself into the joy of eternal life to heaven. Amen.
Jesus.
pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto the souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast, which you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament or damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase the love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna, and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Saying, take heed, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave to him, saying, drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen.
Take a drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Shed for me the remission of your sins. Thank you.
body and blood, strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Take and eat. This is the true body. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the true body. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.